Carmela Mercaldi, a young widow struggling to raise 5 children, finds solace and hope in the words of Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar known for his miraculous gifts. Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us by Renzo Allegri. Within its pages, we find the remarkable journey of Carmela Mercaldi, the mother of Cleonice Mercaldi, one of Padre Pio's closest spiritual daughters. After becoming a young widow with 5 children to support, Carmela found herself on the brink of despair. Her daughter Cleonice diligently wrote about their life in a diary, in which she described her family's poor living conditions and her mother's misery. But she also wrote about Padre Pio's guidance that lifted their spirits when they needed it most. Listen to this. At home, there is a terrible misery, Cleonice once wrote in her diary. She then explains that they lived in an attic with no light and not even a table. The only thing they had to eat was plain rice. One day, desperate about her troubled life and worried about the future of her 5 children, Carmela went to the Capuchin convent in search of comfort from the religious figure everyone talked about, Padre Pio. Now, although she lived in San Giovanni Rotondo, Carmela never met Padre Pio personally. She arrived at the convent and made her way to the corridor of the first floor. The corridor was crowded with people, and Padre Pio was in the middle of the crowd, listening to their stories. All of a sudden, he noticed Carmela from a distance and said, "Let that poor woman pass." Carmela stood confused, unable to understand how and why Padre Pio noticed her. You can just imagine the scene, all eyes on Carmela as she approached slowly, walking through the staring crowd. Padre Pio then invited her to follow him to a room next to the sacristy where they could have some quiet. He asked her to sit down and said, "Well, Carmela, what do you have to tell me?" The young widow was once again amazed. Padre Pio called her by name, but until that moment they had never met before. She then opened her heart and shared her sorrows, pains, and concerns. She spoke about her children and the poverty in which she had to raise them. Padre Pio listened attentively and then said, "Do you see, Carmela, those birds outside, flying happily? They neither sow nor reap, yet they always find the food they need." He then spoke to her about the lilies of the field, as written in the Gospel of Matthew, and concluded with Jesus' words, "If God looks after the birds and the lilies this way, how much more will he care for us, his children?" Padre Pio spoke to her with great fervor, and his words sparked hope in Carmela's heart. He then added, "Rest assured, before you die, you will see all your children on the right path in life." Let me pause here to read the entire quote from Sacred Scripture that Padre Pio just referred to, as it is sublime. "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" And finally, St. Francis de Sales advises us, "Trust in God and do not be afraid. Everything will work out for the best in the end. God will provide for you, and he will never abandon you." That day, Carmela returned to her humble home transformed. A powerful ray of light had entered the darkness of her existence. From that day forward, she endured all her sufferings and life challenges with great strength. In Cleonice's words, "My mother, though forced to face enormous problems daily, never complained. She had great inner peace and transferred it to the family," continually quoting Padre Pio's words. Furthermore, Cleonice recalls an episode from her mother's life that highlights Padre Pio's generosity and care. Listen to this. Carmela got up very early in the morning to attend Padre Pio's Mass and to receive some words of encouragement from him. One winter day, the snow was piling up outside, and it was very cold. But she didn't miss Mass. Afterward, she stopped to greet the father, and he, realizing that she was poorly dressed, said to her, "With this weather, you come with only a small handkerchief on your head? Don't you have a shawl?" Carmela replied, "No, father, I don't have one." Padre Pio then said to her, "Go buy one. Take this. They gave it to me for the poor." And he gave her 13 lira. On that same day, Carmela went to a store, chose a shawl, and asked for the price. The owner said, 14 lira. "Please, can you make it a little less?" Carmela pleaded. "Then 13 liras will be enough," he replied. And that was the exact amount Padre Pio had given her. So there you have it. Confide in Providence and everything necessary, that is, everything necessary for our salvation, will be provided to us. God knows what we need and what is good for us. So let us humbly surrender to God's holy will, and in return, we will be rewarded with heaven for all eternity. End of story. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.